Well, if you felt your house shaking or wonder what was going on, no matter where you live in our listening area, here's the answer. Downstreet Art kicked off their sixth season last night with a celebration in downtown North Adams, Massachusetts.
Presented by Massachusetts College of Liberal Arts and its Berkshire Cultural Resource Center, Downstreet Art provides North Adams with a summer of creative events. The Public Arts Festival will run through October 31st.
This summer's events, which are free and open to the public, will include gallery openings, a dance party on Main Street, a wandering light show, a community reading of Frederick Douglass's famous 4th of July address, new murals downtown, and musical performances, of course.
And here now to tell us more are Leslie Ferrin, the director of Ferrin Contemporary and a member of the Downstreet Art Curatorial Committee, Melanie Mowinski, artist founder of the Press Gallery and art professor at MCLA, and Jonathan Secor, the director of the MCLA Berkshire Cultural Resource Center, which, as we mentioned, runs Downstreet Art.
Thank you all very much for being with us. We appreciate it.
It's great to be here.
So, Jonathan, let's begin with you. What does year number six mean for you?
Number six means that we're still here, which is always a good thing. We've had a really great success using art as a tool to bring folks to Main Street and drive foot traffic, and preferably foot traffic that can leave a little money at the stores and the shops. So we kicked off last night. We had over 1,000 people downtown on Main Street looking at art, listening to music, and it's a sense of vibrancy that is much needed.
So, Jonathan, you've become sort of a superstar in the art world in North Adams. So I wanted to ask you a question. When you first started, it was a struggle, obviously, and now it's really sort of taken off. And obviously people come to artists, they're always trying to push their stuff. They have to in order to make a go of it. You become important in terms of the allocation of scarce resources, in other words, places to put their stuff. So does that go to your head?
No. I mean, it's funny. I was talking to Mayor Alkenbright the other day. I think with North Adams, first of all, it's slow and steady wins the race.
Yeah.
When this place opened up, 1999, it was a sense of, magnificence. But it's slow and steady. And there's still lots of room for all of our artists. And not all of them will show at Gallery 51. Not all of them will be here with Solowit. But there's room, I think, in North Adams and in the Berkshires for everyone to find a niche to show their stuff.
So when you have an institution like this, like Mass MoCA, so then how do you, and I'd like all of you kind of to weigh in on this, of how you then play off of that? Because you have the people coming, you know that, and then to expand that experience.
So parasitic would not be the right answer?
No. Well, it may very well be the right answer, and it would show incredible honesty on your part, and I would appreciate that as a host.
No, Joe, I think that's a little rough on poor Jonathan. I think, in fact, it's the height of humor is self-deprecation.
Thank you.
You've done that.
Thank you.
I would say that working with KidSpace, for me, working with TeenSpace and KidSpace as an MCLA professor, but also as the founder of Press Gallery. So, for example, this past spring, I worked with six students who are part of Mass MoCA's TeenSpace, and with Laura Thompson. They came down to the Press Gallery every week for about 10 weeks, and then the show that I have right now is this exhibition that showcases their work. So, working with, I think that's one of the ways is working that way and trying to find ways to get people who come here to also then come downtown. And so this is one way.
So the press gallery is a teaching lab. That's ultimately what you're doing. That's what your mission is.
Yeah, it's like this hybrid space. So definitely teaching. There's workspace there. There's the centerpiece, Vander Cook Universal 3, right in the middle of the gallery. That's off and running. And we showcase what we print in that gallery. And on our walls as part of the gallery.
So you're a professor as well as, an art person.
Right.
Did your mother tell you to make sure you had a day job?
She did. Oh, did she ever?
So are universities good for that? I mean, in other words, because artists' lives are hard. And it's good to be a professor, right? As well as to be able to do the art.
It is. It's a tough balance sometimes, I have to say. Like there are definitely, right now, my work at the gallery and my work at MCLA takes precedent over my artwork, making my own artwork.
Yes,
and so
yes.
Figuring that out, that sometimes is the thing that gets put to the bottom of the list, which is something I'm still trying to manage. So, because, I kind of have three jobs, artist, professor, and gallery person.
Well. That's a lot.
And Leslie, I mean, you kind of run throughout the Berkshires, so this is but one stop on your grand tour, if you will.
And our grand tour, like this grand tour, has a lot of symbiotic relationships with Downstreet. With
symbiotic, that's a much better word.
Symbiotic.
Symbiotic, yeah.
Parasitic, symbiotic. Symbiotic.
So the artists that are showing at Gallery 51 actually were showing with us last year in Pittsfield and have a permanent location in Hudson. So the idea of Other Hudson 2 brings the Hudson community together with the Berkshires, the Northern Berkshires, and with the Pioneer Valley, there are artists that are coming back and forth. So Solid Sound brings a regional community, and then many of these artists, like Khan and Selesnik, have six shows up right now, international. So it's like a tour.
So, but you are a, you know, you're sort of a phenomenon. You are, and you have all of these, and you have all of this, the new geography, which is the new art geography. It's not one place. It's
right.
All of these places, and we define ourselves in terms of the new geography, where Leslie's been. Kilroy was here, so how does that how have you come to that?
Well, you kind of follow your nose through things like this, and the crowds are here this weekend, so the art is here this summer. Mass Mocha is a draw, so the artists are very happy to be in this symbiotic relationship with Mass Mocha, with Williams College, with the Clark. So the different exhibitions that are part of Downstreet are really that kind of thing. It's a pop-up, but they live virtually. They live at fairs. They have galleries. So it's all sorts of things.
So I wanted to ask you one more question. I know that people think I'm a little crass, but how do you make money?
That's a good question. It's you know, kind of like Melanie. I wear a lot of hats, and there's an income stream around every corner.
But do you get a rake off on everything that's sold in the galleries, or
not here?
Not here. Of
but
not.
Yeah. With the artists that we represent, yes, there's a varied commission structure depending on whether I'm carrying the freight of the real estate or the art fair, or partnering with our partners all over the country and increasingly international.
So are you rich?
I think that might be back to what Jonathan was saying.
She's got a beautiful studio. She's got a beautiful place in Covington.
So in the end, I mean, we can talk about the mechanics. We can talk about how we do this, Downstreet, Upstreet, whatever. It does basically, in the end, of course, get down to the art and the artist, doesn't it?
Yeah, no, I mean the core of everything, and I should just start. Mass Mocha has been a great partner, and certainly we are very grateful for that. But at the end, it's the art. So, I mean, what was exciting last night was to see people in the galleries looking at art, buying art, appreciating art, people from all walks, from all classes, folks that were here for the weekend for Solid Sound, folks that are here for decades for other things. But at the core of it all, it's really beautiful art.
So for the run of this, this will be up and people have access to this for how long?
Yeah, so I mean, MCLA's Gallery 51 is open 360
right.
days a year, yada yada.
And that's your baby.
And that's our baby, and that's where our offices are. But Downstreet art galleries are open 5 days a week, Wednesday through Sunday, 10 to 6, and we'll be open through October 31st.
But you got to give the college a lot of credit for standing behind art, and making sure that Jonathan, you had your chance, and Mary Grant, the president, understood what the connection between art and this and the Mass Mocha, and the Massachusetts College of Liberal Arts is all about.
No, President Grant gets it. I mean, she gets that what's around, what's growing. It's science, it's culture. So we have the Science Center opening in a month, maybe.
Yeah,
and
it's
we have
quite a
one. We have Press Gallery. I mean, that's all supported by the college.
Yeah, and you have the best college president of all time.
We love our president.
Yeah.
Keeper. Downstreet Arts is a summer-long festival run by MCLA and BCRC. To learn more, visit downstreetart.org, downstreetart.org, and you can find out more information. My thanks to all of you. Have a wonderful, wonderful festival. And, I mean, do you guys have to work, or do you actually get to go around and play?
It's a work day today. We have 7,000 visitors to our lovely burb, and we're going to make sure they know about Downstreet. Make sure
so
they
you
know
get to
about
migrate
North Adams.
It all over and see music. And
we'll
hear
see
music.
Some music. We'll have a Downstreet art table about 20 feet from here soon.
Wear a hat.
Sounds like a good
I'm
weekend.
I'm going to wear a WAMC hat.
Yeah. Awesome. Again, you can find out more information downstreetart.org. You're listening to the Roundtable's live broadcast from the Solid Sound Festival at Mass MoCA in North Adams, Massachusetts on WAMC.